Senator Lisa Murkowski and her fellow Republicans are slamming the energy and oil spill bill unveiled last night by the top Senate Democrat. Harry Reid of Nevada gave up on passing a major climate bill this summer due to lack of support, so instead introduced a bill with minor energy goals, like incentives to make homes more efficient. It also includes oil spill legislation that would affect operators in Alaska. It would remove the current $75 million liability cap on economic damages from an oil spill. Senator Murkowski says that will cut out small operators and enable more foreign companies to set up shop on America's shores.
That does pose a problem about the ongoing viability of production within the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere by those other than the biggest of the big, the super majors, and those national petroleum companies, such as China Petroleum, those that can self-insure.
Murkowski's Energy Committee has created its own version of a spill bill. So has Senator Mark Begich's Commerce Committee, which finished marking up or editing a bill of its own last night. Begich says while Reid used some of their ideas, the provisions for Alaska were left out. He calls that pretty thin.
I think right now it's a tough call for me to be voting for this bill. I mean, from Alaska's perspective, revenue sharing is not done right.
Begich says instead of sharing the profits of offshore drilling with states, shared revenue would go into a conservation fund to buy more federal land. Begich says there's already plenty of that. He's also concerned because the Reid bill does not include funding for Alaska's regional citizens advisory councils, which were set up after the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
But the new one for the Gulf of Mexico gets the funding. What's the advantage there for Alaska? That the Gulf gets taken care of because they just happen to have the most recent disaster? And the reason they can do that citizen advisory committee down there is because they're modeling it after ours that were here for 20 years.
Begich wants to establish an Arctic Citizens Advisory Council so locals have input into Arctic Ocean development. But Governor Sean Parnell is criticizing that plan. His special assistant, Joe Balash, says it could disrupt the state's authority and doesn't allow the governor to appoint its members.
The question is whether or not we're adding another layer of review, creating legal vulnerabilities and opportunities for litigation to stop what is otherwise rational, reasonable development.
Begich disagrees and says the governor is probably misinformed about how it would work.
Actually has the one group that should be involved, the citizens who have the right and ownership of this oil and gas. It's not some government, it's the people. And so they will actually have an opportunity. And what's so important about this is when you do this at the front end, the odds are you will resolve issues before they turn into litigation.
Senator Reid hopes to move quickly on his energy oil spill bill, but he'll need the support of members like Begich, and the Senate only has one more week in Washington before it recesses for a month.